This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Vote counting continues in the United States Friday as Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has gained razor-thin leads over Republican President Donald Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign continues to dispute the results, however, saying in a statement Friday, quote, "This election is not over," end quote, and claiming the president will ultimately win after expected recounts in close state races. President Trump's campaign has also filed legal challenges over unsubstantiated allegations of vote fraud and irregularities. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtin Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austria has closed a mosque and an Islamic association frequented by that man in Monday's rampage. Integration Minister Susanne Raab said Friday. She told a news conference the two sides had contributed to the attacker's radicalization. Guinea's opposition said Friday 46 people were killed in a post-election wave of terror, significantly increasing an earlier reported death toll in the West African nation. The president won the hotly contested October 18th vote, according to